下面我们请翻开新约圣经哥林多后书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the New Testament, the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3.
我们读第三章的几节圣经。
We'll read a few verses from this chapter.
首先我们读第三章的第二节。
We'll read first chapter 3, verse 2.
你们就是我们的见信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道，所念诵的。
You are our letter, written in our hearts, known and read by all men.
然后第六节。
Verse 6.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，或者是凭着圣灵。因为这字句是叫人死，圣灵是叫人活。
Verse 6. Who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
刚刚弟兄帮我们读了第十八节，所以我们只读十五节到第十七节。
And our brother has previously read verse 18, so we will only read verse 15 through 17.
然而直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上，但他们的心已几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
Verse 15. But to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their heart. But whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let's have a word of prayer.
父，我们感谢赞美你，在主日的早晨再次召聚我们来到你的面前。
Lord, once again we give thanks and praise to you that on this, the Lord's day, we are gathered once again before you.
每次和众圣徒一同在你的殿中瞻仰你的容颜，聆听你的话语，心中何等的喜乐。
And when we are in your tabernacle, that whenever we hear your voice, our hearts are filled with joy.
早晨，愿圣灵保惠师再次借着已经说过的话，再次把你的心意说在我们心中。
That today, by the working of the Holy Spirit, through the words you have already shared with us, that you once again speak your will into our hearts.
好叫我们因为看见那摆在我们前面的十五天的荣耀，我们今天就能放下世上一切的尘累，走前面的路。
That by seeing the glory that you have set before us, Lord, we'll be able to lay aside our earthly burdens and walk the path you have set.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.我说呢，《哥林多后书》是一卷非常深的一卷书。
We see that the book of 2 Corinthians is a very deep book.
在这卷书里头呢，保罗把他在多年在神面前的学习，那么他对主的经历呈现在我们面前。
That Paul, in his years of experience, has written down.His experiences to place before us.
那么他这卷书呢是写给哥林多教会的一卷书。
And this book was written for the church in Corinth.
那么哥林多教会呢，在前书的时候，他说他们是属肉体的，在基督里面是婴孩的。
And in the previous book to the Corinthians, he wrote that they were fleshly, and in Christ they were infants.
对着这一群。在基督里为婴孩的神的儿女们呢，那么保罗他写了这么深的书，到底是为什么
？And for Paul to write such a deep letter to these Corinthians who were considered infants in Christ, what was the reason？
那么在第十三章呢，他说了，我们所求的就是你们做完全。
What he says in verse 13 is that what we ask for is that you be made perfect.
那么神在创世以前呢，拣选我们的时候呢，在基督里拣选我们的时候呢，他就使我们在他里头成为圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
What when the Lord chose us, He called us to be spotless and blameless.
所以呢，我们在地上行走的时候，不管我们光景是如何呢，神最终的目的要我们做成像他儿子一样的完全。
So whatever our situation, our condition in the world, the Lord has asked us to be molded into the image of His Son.
那么在后书的一开始，他说到我们在地上会受到苦难。
The beginning of this second letter, he says that we will face difficulties.
那么在苦难当中呢，我们学习怎么样来信靠主？
And in these difficulties, how will we learn to trust in the Lord?
那么在这条路上行走的时候，我们的里头有那个盼望，因为神他是信实的。
And as we walk this path, we will have hope because our Lord is faithful.
那么神在耶稣基督里面所定义的事情，他必定要做成。
What the Lord has said will happen in the Lord Jesus, He will accomplish them.
那么神之中为我们做成什么样的一个成品呢？什么样子的？他的工作是什么样的一个成品？
And so what is this workmanship that the Lord is building us into in His hands?
那么就是我们在各处能够显扬的认识基督而有了香气。
That in every situation we'll be able to know the Lord Jesus and fellowship with Him.
那么在这条进入完全这条路里头呢，有一件事情呢，是我们每一个人都需要学习的。
And so on this road to perfection or completeness, there's something that all of us need to learn.
就是呢，我们都需要在神的家中学习来服事。
Which is to learn how to serve in the Lord's house.
我们可以在自己家中，在私下，我们学习做一个爱主的一个神的儿女。
In our own homes, we can learn how to be a child of God who loves the Lord.
但是呢，你发觉呢，很多在属灵上的学习呢。是自己个人在这底下这个灵修的时候学不到的。
But we'll see that there are many lessons that we cannot learn on our own.
我们都需要学习在神的家中里头来服事。
We all need to learn how to serve in the Lord's house.
借着服事呢，神把许多功课教导我们。
That in this service, that the Lord will.Have many lessons to teach us.
我们在服同服事的时候呢，才发觉我们这个人呢，神不断的在对付我们，改变我们。
And we'll see that in this process, the Lord will continually oppose us and teach us.
那么，所以每一个神的儿女们呢，都应该在神的家中学习来服事。
And so all of God's children need to learn in God's house.
那么，什么是这个服事的一些原则与根基呢？
So what is this source and foundation of our service?
那么在服事当中的时候，我们需要抓住的这个首要的原则是什么呢？
So what are the important points that we need to grasp when we are serving?
在第三章的时候，他告诉我们说，我们今天呢，在新约当中呢，我们都是做新约的执事啊。The administrator.
So in this chapter, we see that. Paul writes that we all are ministers of this New Testament.
那么在这个新约的执事里面有哪些事情我们需要学习的呢？
And in this New Testament, what are the things that we need to learn?
我们什么是这个新约的执事？
What does it mean to be a minister of the New Testament?
首先呢，他说呢，这个执事呢是一个写这个荐信啊，就是推荐信。
And so what he first says is that it is a letter of Recommendation. All of our service is like we're writing an introductory letter or letter of recommendation.
那么保罗是在当时的时代的时候呢，那么这个荐信是非常普通的哈，因为这个通讯不发达嘛，所以要介绍一些弟兄姊妹彼此认识的话呢，他们需要写一些信啊，推荐这个弟兄这个姊妹。
And so in Paul's time, because communication wasn't as sophisticated as it is today, in order for someone to travel from place to place, the brothers and sisters would write letters of recommendation.
那保罗他在罗马书第十六章的时候，他说：“我向你们推荐我们的姊妹菲比。”
And as Paul demonstrated in Romans 16, he wrote to the Romans, I commend to you our sister Phoebe.
那么哥林多前书十六章的时候，他要他们，你们推荐一个弟兄，好叫跟我们一起同行，把这个捐资送到耶路撒冷去啊。
And in 1 Corinthians, he wrote to the Corinthians, saying that that they should send a brother with the commendation to bring their gifts
to Jerusalem.
那么借着这些见信呢，在圣各地的圣徒之间呢，彼此认识，彼此有些交通啊。
And so through these letters, the churches in the various places can have some sort of fellowship and communication.
那么，但是保罗说呢，但是我们呢，并没有跟别的教会要了见信给你们，也没有跟你们要见信给别人。
But Paul wrote to the Corinthians that he doesn't need a, or want a letter of recommendation to go and speak to them, nor from them to go speak to the other churches.
因为呢，你们就是我们的见信。
Because he said, you are our letter of recommendation.
神借着我们在你们中间所做的工作，就是一个很好的那个推荐信。
The work of the Lord that, has, that he has accomplished among you is the perfect letter of recommendation.
那么这个推荐信不是写在石板上，不是写在纸上。
And this letter isn't written on tablets of stone or on paper.
那么是这些这个见信呢，是写在我们的心里的。
And he said it is written in our hearts.
不是写在别人的心里，是写在我们的心里。
Not in other people's hearts, but written in our hearts.
那么被众人所知道，所念诵。
That others would be able to see it.
什么叫做把这些这些神的儿女们写在他们里头当做见信呢？
What does it mean for Paul to say that the Corinthians are his letter of recommendation written in his heart?
说到呢，这些弟兄姊妹们呢，常常在他们心中。
It is just to say that these brothers and sisters are often in their hearts, in Paul's heart.
那么他们常常在祷告当中纪念他们。
That he often remembers them in his prayers.
他在他们当中这个工作一年半的时间。
And he worked among them for a period of a year and a half.
那么他也写了写前书，现在又写后书。
And he wrote the first letter to the Corinthians, and now he's writing the second letter to the Corinthians.
只要有人从哥林多的教会来，他就会问，都就关心他们的光景怎么样。
If anyone travels from the church of in Corinth to where Paul is, he would often ask about the brothers and sisters back in Corinth.
那么那个别人一跟他们接触，就知道这些弟兄姊妹们在他们的心中。
And when they meet with Paul and his fellow co-workers, they would know that the church in the Corinth of the Corinthians is in his heart.
他们呢常常在主面前纪念他们。
And he often remember the Corinthians before the Lord.
我想呢，今天呢，我们在神的教会的家中服事啊。
So today when we serve in the house of the Lord.
也应该有这样的学习哈、啊。我们不管在什么地方服事，首先要一件事情呢，这个服事呢是摆在我们心里头的。
And that no matter where we serve, there is something that's important, which is to have that service placed in our hearts.
是圣灵把这个需要摆在我们里面。
That the Holy Spirit has placed this need in us.
把那个负担摆在我们里面。
To have this burden placed within us.
把一些需要的恩赐摆在我们里面。
And that grace placed within us.
我们常常在主面前为了我们的服事，我的一些人或一些事情，我们在神面前祷告。
That we often pray before the Lord for certain people or services.
那么当别人跟我们接触的时候，我们很自然的就会提到，我们就会让人想起，在神的家中有这样的服事，有这样的需要。
And when people meet with us, they will very clearly see that.We have this burden, this need for the service in the Lord's house.
在这里要注意的是呢，保罗他并没有说他这些人写在他们心中，然后常常读给别人听啊。
Paul did not write that he often had the Corinthians in his heart, but didn't speak of them to anyone.
那别人自然的在他们心中就读到，他们就知道所念诵啊，那个是别人在读的，不是他们在那里说的。
So when other people meet with Paul and his co-workers, they would be able to read this letter in Paul. Not that he is going out and telling them about.
我们在神的家中一段时间之后呢，我们都知道要需要服事，我们都有一些压力，说我们需要有些服事。
And when we are in the house of the Lord long enough, we will all.Feel this need to serve and feel this pressure to serve.
那么我们呢，很不自觉的，我们会常常提起我们在主中在家中的服事。
And we'll naturally try to bring up our service to the Lord.
那么好像别人需要知道一下我们在做什么。
As if other people need to know what we are doing for the Lord.
那保罗说呢，他们那个这些弟兄姊妹们写在他们心中的时候，是别人自然会念到的，自然晓得的。
Paul writes that this letter of commendation in his heart, others will naturally know that it is there.
因为这些弟兄姊妹就在他们心中，很自然的，别人就晓得、读到、认识他在他们中的工作。
That because the Corinthians are in his heart so much that others would naturally be able to read that letter and see his concern for them.
这个不容易学，我们在家中服侍的时候，只要这件事情是在我们心中，常常在主面前纪念，别人会晓得。
And this is not something that's easy to learn, but if we have this burden placed in our hearts for the service of the Lord, other brothers and sisters will naturally be able to see it.
那么这就是一点呢，我们还注意一点呢，就是其实。 保罗他不仅仅在哥林多教会做事，在这服侍。
And so that's the first one. Additionally, we see that Paul is not only working in the church of the Corinthians.
他还在以弗所教会，在那个腓立比教会、帖撒罗尼教会，许多的加拉太教会，许多教会的服侍。
Paul is working also in Ephesus, in Philippi, in Galatia, and the Thessalonians. He's working in all of these different churches.
那如果说要写见信的话呢，可能呢，这个应该首先要提的应该是腓立比教会，对不对？
If he needed a letter of recommendation, the first church should be Philippi, right?
那么还有许多的教会，那么他们的教会属灵的光景比哥林多教会好的很多的。And
many other churches that Paul has served at, their spiritual condition is better than that of the Corinthians.
如果他要别人知道他在各地做的工作，以他们的工作为见信的话，可能哥林多教会是最后一个他应该提到的。And
if Paul wanted a church to be his letter of recommendation, the Corinthians might actually be the last one to be listed.
但是他在书信里面唯一提到一个教会是成为他里面的见信的是哥林多教会。But
in all of his letters, the only church that he describes as his letter of recommendation is the church in Corinth.
那么其实，在他心中，当然这些教会都在他心中了。那么一个最能够成为别人的激励的榜样的，可能是以弗所教会，可能是腓立比教会。Of
course, all the churches are in his heart. And if he wanted to choose one to be an example, he might have chosen Ephesus or Philippi.
跟你说教会这么多问题，那个要提的时候都不好意思提起来啊，对不对？
And the Corinthians had so many problems, and if you wanted to bring them up, it might actually be a little shameful to mention.
那我们在服侍的时候也常常会这样子，如果我们还有手中有好几个服侍的话，那有些服侍那么在主面前蒙神祝福，有些呢好像。
And likewise, for us, if we have different services that we are performing, some might be very prominent, and others we might have a lot of difficulty.
那么我们在要是人家提起，我们在谈一些教会的服事的话，可能我们花最多时间就是谈一些那个非常祝福的一些服事，对不对？那么告诉说这个服事呢，先怎么样祝福，怎么样的人多，怎么什么事情那个推展的顺利，对不对
？And if we were to talk about our services in the Lord, often we would choose to mention the services that are blessed most by the Lord, where we have all of these people that have come, or all of these services that have gone so smoothly.
如果有些服事呢，那个事情推展的不顺利，然后弟兄姊妹之间有一些难处，我们大概就不太想提了。And
if we see that some of our services are not going smoothly, or there's some difficulty among the brethren, we might not bring it up when we talk about our own service.
但是保罗他不是，保罗他既然以哥林多教会他们的光景为他在众其他圣徒面前的见信。But
Paul is not like this. He says that the Corinthians are his letter of recommendation in front of all the other saints.
所以我自己在思想说，哥林多教会有什么地方值得他在其他的圣徒面前做推荐函的呢？
And so I thought, what is it about the Corinthians that Paul would want to mention to all of the other brethren?
你知道，如果我们有两个孩子，一个孩子很争气，一个孩子很不争气的话呢？
If we have two children, one is very well behaved, the other one not.
那么我们常常在人面前提起来，就是那个非常成器的那个孩子啊，那么不太提那个不成才那个孩子。
And so we would often mention our well-behaved child to other people and kind of not mention our misbehaving child.
但是呢，最在我们心中挂念的呢，不是那个成才的，是那个不成才的。
But the one that we have the most concern for in our heart is not the well-behaved child, but the misbehaving child.
如果这个孩子很成才，你不用挂心什么，你就摆在一边去了。可是另外孩子常常需要你。 那个关心需要你照顾，甚至在人面前祷告，这反而你花最多的时间在那个孩子身上。The
well-behaved child you don't have to worry about, so you can just put them on a side and they'll be fine. But the misbehaving child would have all of our concern, they will need all of the care and prayer before the Lord.
如果我们在主面前有一些服事的话呢，可能那些服事里头难处最多的是或者我们在神面前纪念最多的。
And so if we have multiple services, the service that we have the most difficulty in is the one that often we would spend the most time before the Lord in prayer about. We would often pray and ask for the Lord about these issues.
更多的那个时间呢，把这些服事的人或事摆在写在我们心上，放在我们里面。
And we will spend more time with the service or the people before the Lord, and they would be in our hearts.
那么，所以在保罗这里让我们看见了哈，那个哥林多教会就虽然有这么多的难处。
So through Paul, we can see that although the Corinthian church had so many difficulties,
那么他在主面前可能花的时间最多哈，那么那个里头最挂念的。
And so he would probably spend the most time before the Lord praying about the Corinthians.
那么很多时候跟别人谈起来的时候，他就提到在哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹怎么样，他们现在信心怎么样了，他们现在光景如何呢？
And if he ever spoke to a brother or sister about the Corinthians, he would, you know, either ask about what is their current condition, how are they doing.
他们让我们看见了，是什么是新约的执事啊？在新约当中的时候是怎么样来服事的？
And so we see his example of what it means to be a minister of the New Testament, how he served.
那么今天的服事呢，是神把那个需要先摆在我们里面，不管他的光景如何，我们常常在主面前纪念。
And so we see first that the Lord has placed a burden in our hearts, and no matter what that burden's condition, we are focused on it.
因着我们在神面前常常为着服事在祷告，就纪念。
And therefore, because we have this burden in our hearts and we are constantly praying about it before the Lord, other brothers and sisters will naturally see that this burden exists in us.
那么这个呢，是成为我们一个在主里头的见性啊。当然，我们不是为了要在人面前求什么啊，别人的称许，但是呢，很自然的把我们的服事呢，显在人的面前。
And so this will become our letter of recommendation for the other saints. And it is not because we are seeking their praise, but it is that they can see that we have this burden in our hearts.
不是我们需要教会去说什么，不需要在那里得人的那些称许。
And so it is not that we need to go out and say anything, that we would receive others' attention.
而是呢，把这些服事呢，先摆在我们里头，常常在主面前纪念。
But first, to have the Lord place this burden in our hearts, and that we would often bring it up before the Lord.
这是呢，我们在新约的服事呢需要学习的。And
this is what we need to learn in the New Testament.
那么他说这个这件事情呢，那么是谁在里面做的？
And so we ask, and who is doing this work?
那么这个见信是谁在写呢？
Who has written this letter of recommendation?
不是他们自己写啊，是圣灵在里面写啊，是神的灵呢写在他们里面。
It is not that Paul or his co-workers wrote this letter for themselves in their own hearts, but the Holy Spirit has written it in them.
我们在主面前为一些事情有些负担，有些祷告，不是我们自己的那个发起的。
And so, if we have some burden before the Lord and are praying about it, it is not that we chose.This item.
这是圣灵发起的，圣灵做的事情。
This is something that the Holy Spirit has done.
是圣灵把这个服事的需要摆在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit has put this need in us.
把那个负担摆在我们里面。
He has put this burden in us.
把一些工作呢教导我们怎么样来服事。
And through this work, He's teaching us how to serve.
是圣灵每一样的服事都是圣灵在我们里面。写他的服事啊，写这个见信。
And through each service, the Holy Spirit is writing the letter of recommendation.
所以呢，在新约里头的服事的一个主要、最重要的原则呢，就是这是在灵里面的服事。
And so, in the New Testament, a very important principle is that our service is from the Holy Spirit.
那么在旧约的服事呢，它是凭着字句的。
But service in the Old Testament, it is self-actuated.
那么在新约里的服事呢，是在圣灵里面的。
But service in the New Testament is from the Holy Spirit.
那么在旧约里的服事呢，说这个容易难也难，你说容易也容易啊。
Service in the Old Testament, you can say that, you know, it can be difficult or it can be easy.
那么在旧约里头的服事呢，他写得很清楚。
The service in the Old Testament was written very clearly.
那么大祭司做什么事情？
The high priest would do these things.
那么众祭司做什么事情？
And the rest of the priests would do these things.
立位人做什么事情？
And the Levites would do these things.
立位中的格顺做什么？是支派那个格辖支派米拉利支派他们做什么事情？
And within the Levites, you know, this family would do this. This family would do that. This family would do that.
那么他们都的规定的非常的清楚。
And they're Responsibilities were written out very clearly.
他也这个规定的说谁可以在这样事上服事。
And they even wrote who can do such and such services.
那么只有亚伦的后裔才能够做祭司。
Only Aaron's descendants can be priests.
那么只有这个利未支派的人后面可以做这些其他的服事。
And only the Levites can do these other services for
them. 那么他也规定得很清楚啊，是那个立位支派的人呢，他是从25岁到50岁才可以服事。
And they even wrote that among the Levites, you had to be between 25 and 50 years old.
那么25岁到30岁，他们在圣殿里学习。
And from 20 to 25 to 30, they were learning.
那么从25岁到50吧，从30岁到50岁，他们真正的服事。
And from 30 to 50, they truly served.
那么五十岁以后呢，他们就不再服侍了，只是跟弟兄们一同在那里侍立在神的面前。
And after 50, they no longer served, and they're just part of the congregation.
那么有那服侍起来不容易啊，但是呢也很容易，因为他规定得很清楚。
It is not on one hand, it is not easy to serve, but on the other hand, it is easy because the requirements were written out very simply.
那么在新约的当中有哪些服事呢
？In the New Testament, what services are there?
新约里头，他也告诉我们呢，有些服事他写的很明显。
And in the New Testament, there are some services that are written that are very prominent.
上个星期，这个黄弟兄我们提到以弗所书那边说有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师、有教师啊。
Last week, our brother shared, you know, there are some given as pastors, as teachers, as ministers, and so forth.
那么在那个罗马书第十二章的时候呢，他还提到这有些人呢，他们是这个说预言的；有些人呢，他是做教导的；有些人做劝化的；有些人做施舍的。哈。
And in Romans, he wrote that some are that speak in different languages; that others we need to translate. There are some.Those who are teaching, those who are exhorting, those who give, those who lead and show mercy.
确实在新约里面告诉我们在神的家中有不同有不少的那个需要在哪里。
And so we see that in the New Testament, in the Lord's house, there are many different needs there.
但是你们发觉呢，新约并没有告诉我们这些的执事他里面做什么。
But the New Testament doesn't tell us those that are in these positions, what do they actually do?
他没有很清楚地告诉我们使徒要做什么，先知要做什么，传福音要做什么。
It doesn't say the apostles have to do this, the prophets have to do this, and you know, these other people have to do this and this.
那么他只是说有这么个执事，他这里面做什么呢？
And he says there's this position, but what do they do?
那么是那个这个圣经并没有告诉我。
The Bible doesn't actually tell us.
那么很多时候呢，我们发觉其实这些执事的当中呢，都会这有一些重叠的。
And we often find that among all these positions, there is a lot of overlap.
那些使徒们呢，他们也做先知，讲道，他们也传福音，他们也牧养，他们也教导，对不对？
We see the apostles are also prophets. They also minister and tend to the flock.
那么有时候你很难的那个区别说，这那个先知讲道跟做教导有什么样的在基本上的不同？
And then,you may find that there is not a lot of difference between someone who preaches and someone who teaches.
并且呢，他也没有告诉我们说哪些人可以做这些服事。
And he also doesn't say who is allowed to perform these services.
那么固然是最清楚的大概就是使徒，他有十二使徒。那么犹大是那个卖了主之后呢，有马提亚填上来。
The most easily defined are the 12 apostles, and after Judas betrayed the Lord, they had Matthias replace him.
但是呢，新约告诉我们，保罗他是使徒，巴拿巴也是使徒。
But the Bible also says that Paul is an apostle and Barnabas is an apostle.
那么在那个罗马书第十六章，他说在众使徒当中还有很多人，只要他们是受主差遣的，他们也被称为使徒。
And Romans 16 also tells us that there are many other apostles as well. As long as they are sent by the Lord, they are called apostles.
他也没有一个规定什么样的人他可以做先知，什么样的人可以才能够那个这个传福音。
And the Bible also doesn't tell us there's only such and such a person that can be allowed to be a preacher or a missionary.
那么这个服事，这个我们怎么样进这些服事呢？
So how do we enter into these services?
那么它这是完全是圣灵的主导。
It is entirely upon the leading of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵把这个这职分托付给某些人。
And as the Holy Spirit has given this responsibility or this burden to specific people.
那么在托付给人的时候呢，把需要的所需要的恩赐也加给人。
And when the Holy Spirit has given them that burden, they also give him that.The grace.
那么圣灵是随着己意，他自己的意思，把各样的恩赐赏给人。
And the Holy Spirit acts of its own volition to give this grace to people.
那么完全是圣灵在那里主导一切。
And it is entirely controlled by the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，在新约里面的执事呢，是在灵里面的服事。
So the service in the New Testament is service in the Spirit.
那么我们呢，在新约里的时候，有的时候会觉得。这个似乎不太能够抓得住，怎么样来服侍哈
？And so often we may ask ourselves, you know, this is not easy for us to grasp how we ought to serve.
我们呢很希望别人告诉我们说呢，基督徒要怎么样来做基督徒，一二三，告诉我们怎么样来服侍，一二三做一二三四，那么这个服侍做好了。
And so often we try to find someone who could tell us, you know, this is what it means to be a Christian. You do 1, 2, 3.And this is what it means to serve in this way. You do 1, 2, 3, 4.
那么在旧约的时候是这样子的。
In the Old Testament, it was this way.
那么就旧约它里面的规定的非常的清楚。
And the responsibilities and the strictures in the Old Testament were very clear.
神的家中有哪些服事，哪些人能够服事？
In God's house, what services are there, and who can do these services?
但是呢，他说呢，这个是字句啊，字句 letter。
But Paul says this is the letter.
如果人问在字句里的服事呢，它的结果是什么呢？
And he says, if we serve in the letter, what is its outcome?
他说字句呢是叫人死的。
He says the outcome of the letter is to cause
us to die. 能够叫人活的,
and only the Holy Spirit can cause us to live.
如果我们一旦把一个服事呢, 那么很清楚的规定, 一, 二, 三, 这么做的时候呢,
if our service is very strictly written out, you do 1, 2, 3.
你就发觉呢, 那个服事是死气沉沉的,
you'll find that that service is often dead.
那么我们在这个常常会发觉有些服事呢一直照着别人的样子在做以前怎么怎么做我们现在怎么做你发觉呢就照着样式在做的时候呢发觉不活里面没有那个生气在里头
If we only serve in the way that it was done previously, just by tradition, we find that the service is often dead. There's no life in it.
那么当然呢，前面的弟兄姊妹他们在这服事给我们很好的榜样，我们也要学习。
Of course, the service of those that come before us give us a good example, and we have to learn from their example.
那么，但是今天我们在这件事情上应该怎么服事呢？
But today, in this matter, how should we serve?
那么今天应该在神面前，在是那个寻求圣灵的带领。
Today, how can we seek the leading of the Holy Spirit?
因为我们在过去在那个退休会的时候，就发觉这样的事情。
Previously, when we had retreats, we learned this lesson.
我们每年的这个退休会完了，我们都有检讨哈，那这去年怎么做，今年怎么做啊？
And after each retreat, we would have this meeting to discuss how we did this and how should we go forward.
那么以前做的，这可以做做以后的参考。
That the pattern of our previous retreats should be our template for going forward.
但是你发觉每年在主面前的服事寻求的时候，都会有不同的那个做法。
But we find that every year when we serve before the Lord, there's differences.
我记得那时候那个一个很难做的工，那个一个服事呢，就是注册他们那个注册组的哈。
And so every year we find one of the most difficult services is the registration group.
那么他们写的那个软体的每年要改。
And so they're how they go about performing the task, they change it every year.
那么他说你今年又改了，他们里面赶快这个改里面的软体这个software，明天又改了哈，那为什么不能一这就这样就那个。 一样的就做下来就好了，就不用改了嘛，对不对？
And so every year they change the registration software a little bit, and we often say, you know, it worked. Why would we need to change it again?
但是如果在圣灵里头的在带领的话，
But if the Holy Spirit is leading,
那么在每一个时候，我们的这个会有不一样的带领，因为我们人不一样了。
So if the Holy Spirit is leading us. Of course, every time we serve, there will be differences because the people that are serving are different.
参加的人不一样了，参在里面参加的人，他自己本身也不一样。The
people that are attending may be different, and even if it's the same person, what they are like inside might be different.
所以需要呢，每一年都在来到主的面前，主啊，今年、明年、下一年，你在这件事情上面怎么样带领我？So
every time we gather to serve, we have to ask. Lord, this year, next year, the following year, how should we serve?
在教会当中的聚会也是一样。And
gathering together in the church is the same.
我们上次在教堂，我们应该是先播饼呢，还是信息呢？还是先信息再播饼呢？我们才换来换去。And
often, every time we would ask, should we have communion first and then message, or message first and then communion? And we often switch back and forth.
我们会说别人这个聚会在这么做，那个聚会那么做啊。
And we'll say, this congregation does it this way, and that congregation does it that way.
但是重要的是,主在我们这边,
well, what's important is, what is the Holy Spirit and the Lord leading us here?
我们这里是儿女们,神的儿女们,在主面前属灵的光景怎么样?
And for us here, as God's children, what is our spiritual condition before the Lord?
怎么样的安排才更最适合这里弟兄姊妹在主里面的要求的需要？
How should we organize so that it best serves the needs of God's people here?
那么这是在新约里的服事。
This is the service in the New Testament.
是在圣灵里面的。
It is service in the Holy Spirit.
不是在字句里头死的规条的。
It is not in the letter, in the exact listing of responsibilities.
那么这两个是有非常大的区别的。
And these are very big differences.
如果是在字句上的话呢?
But it's according to the letter.
它是属死的。
It leads to death.
如果在新约里头的话呢?
In the New Testament,
它是属灵的。
It is by the Spirit.
如果是在旧约的字句里头的话呢?
If it's in the strictures of the Old Testament,
它是定罪的。
It is to condemn sin.
你不照着做的话呢, 就有错了。
If you don't do it exactly this way, then you're wrong.
那么在新约里头的话呢?
But in the New Testament,
它是称义的。
It is bringing righteousness.
因为它在信心当中啊, 照着神的旨意去做的。
It is by faith, according to God's will.
那么在旧约里头,字句里头呢, 它是废掉的, 要过去的。
But in the Old Testament, by the letter, it is something that is passing away.
那么在新约里头,只是在圣灵里面的服事, 是长存的。
And the service in the New Testament, in the Holy Spirit, is enduring.
不管这个服事再小,
No matter how small the service is,
只要我们是在神面前寻求圣灵里面的带领的话,
If we ask for the leading by the Holy Spirit,
那么在神面前它有永远的价值,
Before the Lord, it has eternal value.
我在想啊,到那一天我们在见主面的时候,
And so on that day, when we meet the Lord,
那么不是那些我们做一些轰轰烈烈的事情在神面前的那个神称许,
It is not the things that we do casually before the Lord that He will praise us for.
But those big things.
Or it's not the big things that He will remember.
主是怎么说呢?他说,你又良善又忠心的仆人,你在不多的事上,在小事的上最忠心。
He said, you good and faithful servant, in these small things you are faithful.
你要进来享受主的一切的荣耀一些快乐。
You can enter in and enjoy the eternal joy. Of the Lord. And so we see that in the New Testament, there doesn't seem to be a lot of restrictions in our service, but it's full of glory. Because these are the things that are remembered by the Lord. And this is what the Lord wants to obtain from His church in the New Testament.
每一个服事,每一步路都是圣灵的带领,写在我们里头。
Every step is written by the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
那么在这个服事的时候呢, 我们要学习一件事情。
So in our service, we have to learn a few things.
那么就是呢, 要除掉一些帕子。
It is to take away
the
veil.
那么在摩西他在西乃山上的时候呢,
When Moses was on Mount Sinai,
因为他跟神面对面说话,
And because he spoke to the Lord face to face.
所以呢,那个神的,他下山的时候, 脸上发光,
And because what, so therefore, when Moses came down from the mountain, his face was shining.
那么当那个以色列人看他脸上光的时候呢,
when the Israelites saw Moses' glowing face,
他们都很害怕,
and they were afraid and they refused to speak to him.
那么,那摩西呢,要跟他们说话呢, 怎么办呢? 就把一个帕子, 蒙在脸上。
And so when Moses needed to speak to the children of Israel, how did he do it? Put a veil over his face.
因为没有看见这那个没有直接看见那个光呢, 所以以色列人敢进前来跟他说话。
And so because they couldn't directly see that light, the people of Israel were no longer afraid to speak to Moses.
那么当摩西他那个回到神面前的时候，再把帕子拿下来。
And when Moses returned before the Lord, he would take off the veil.
那么摩西呢，他那时候那个戴上就是。 罩上一个帕子呢,是因为以色列人怕见这个光,
and so the reason Moses had this veil was because the Israelites were afraid of this light.
要为了跟他们说话呢,他蒙上一个帕子。
And so in order to speak to them, he would put on the veil.
但是呢,在这里呢,圣灵借着使徒呢,告诉我们呢,其实摩西呢,他蒙上帕子还有一个原因的。
But the apostle here tells us that there is another reason for Moses to put on the veil. Because Moses knew that what the Israelites saw was just these outward things.
是的,神借着摩西他所传的律法是非常尊贵的,非常荣耀的,是公义圣洁的。
Moses saw that the laws that he received from the Lord were very glorious and righteous.
没有一个国家,任何一个大国有像以色列人有这么好的那个律法。
And there were no other nations great powers or otherwise that had such a righteous set of laws as the people of Israel.
律法呢, 说到神的圣洁, 神的公义, 啊, 神的慈爱,
and the law spoke of the Lord's righteousness, His justice, and His love.
但是摩西里头清楚一件事情,
but Moses in his heart, he was very clear about some one thing.
神借着他所传的这些律法呢, 是影子, 啊, 是预表,
that the laws that the Lord shared with Moses are a reflection, a type or image.
那么不管是献祭也好,
whether it is the sacrifices,
每一个祭呢, 他都说到将来耶稣基督所成就的事,
each sacrifice spoke of something that would occur in the Lord Jesus later.
每一个节期呢, 都说到一件事,
each holiday would speak of something.
那么都说到将来神在耶稣基督里面所成就的事,
they spoke of something that the Lord would accomplish in the Lord Jesus.
许多那个洁净的礼也说到, 他在神的百姓当中呢, 有一天要做洁净的工作,
and all of the ritual purifications spoke of the purification that the Lord would accomplish in His people in the future.
那么这些都是一些预表, 是那个影子,
so all of these are types or images or reflections.
真正的实体呢, 是基督他自己,
the reality is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
所有旧约在律法当中所说的事情, 都说到新约里头的基督,
so all of these things in the Old Testament were actually speaking of Jesus in the New Testament.
所以他这里他告诉我们说, 其实摩西他知道这件事,
and so Paul tells us here that Moses knew this.
他盖上了一个的帕子呢, 是叫他们不要被这个外面的这个预表啊, 这个是那个影子啊, 所遮蔽了。
And he put on the veil so that the people of Israel would try to not be covered by these outward things.
因为呢, 真正的那个实体呢, 是神的儿子耶稣基督有一天要来成就的。
Because the real truth, the reality is the Lord Jesus, God's Son, who will come and accomplish these things.
但是保罗他说呢, 但是呢, 以色列人他们一直到了今天呢, 他们在读旧约律法的时候, 这帕子还在。
The Bible tells us that the people of Israel, every time they read the law, even to this day, the word of Moses, there's a veil over their hearts.
他们还非常看重外面的一些节期啊, 献祭啊,一些事情, 他还是被帕子蒙住了。
And if they esteem highly these sacrifices and gatherings, they are still covered by this veil.
那但是他说呢, 几时他们的心归向主的时候,
and even when their hearts are bowed before the Lord,
那么他们的帕子就出去了。
When their hearts are bowed to the Lord, that veil is taken away.
那么在确实在新约开始的教会都是犹太人, 都是他们来到主面前的时候, 发觉呢, 其实这些就他们多年所守的律法, 都是指着这个神的儿子耶稣基督的。
In fact, the first believers in the church in those days were all Jewish at first, and then they saw the truth. The veil was lifted away, that all these things in the Old Testament were actually speaking of Jesus.
什么时候他们相信主了?
Whenever they believed in the Lord,
他们接受主耶稣基督就是他们的救主了,
and they have received the Lord Jesus as their Savior,
看见耶稣基督就是要来的弥赛亚了,
that they saw that the Lord Jesus was the Messiah that was promised,
他们那里面的帕子出去了,
that veil within them was taken away.
他们看见的那个是实体,
and they saw the truth and the glory of the Lord.
那么今天在新约教会里头的服事呢, 我们也需要把这些帕子出去。
And so in our service today in the church, we also need to take this veil away.
没错, 我们是在新约里头, 我们在耶稣基督的启示底下, 我们不应该有这些帕子。
And of course, we are in the New Testament in the church. We believe in the Lord Jesus. We shouldn't have this veil in the first place.
但是毕竟我们还是在活在天然人里头。
But we're still living in our natural selves.
我们的里面呢, 还是有许多这个来自于天然人的思想, 一些做法。
And we still have these these natural ways of doing things and natural ways of thinking. And we've learned in this world many different ways of doing, you know, various things. And so when we come to serve in the Lord's house, it is very difficult for us to put those things aside. And we'll often bring worldly ways of doing things into the church because we're used to it. So we need the Lord and the Holy Spirit to take these narrow ways of thinking out, to learn how we ought to serve in God's house.
我们的心呢,需要归转向主。
We need to turn our hearts to the Lord.
什么时候我们的心归向主的时候,什么时候帕子会出去。
Whenever we turn our hearts to the Lord, then the veil will be taken away.
那么上个在上个主主的弟兄也在交通道说有人就建议说怎么样的灵修呢？有第一个你要多听，对不对？第二个你要多自己多读啊。And
so our brother previous shared last week, how can we grow? It is first you have to listen, and then secondly you have to read.
我们刚刚信主的时候呢，真的是那个许多人是信息都在听啊，我的都把张弟兄那个那几那是。 那个他大概是五十几岁到六七十几岁，那个的信息都能够都听的都听了啊。And
so when I first believed, I listened to so many messages. Our brother,
Stephen
Kong. I listened to all of his messages from when he was 50 to 70. I listened to all of them.
那个倪弟兄的书、江弟兄的书、许多的弟兄们的书，能读尽量读啊。
And Brother Washman Nee and Stephen Kong, their books, we read all of them. And so these brothers had vision, and we learned how to read God's word from them. But when the Lord brought us to a point, we need to ourselves read God's word.
那么摩格弟兄他说，他在几段节圣经之前呢。 他都把那段话呢，先读个40遍。
There's a brother Morgan, who explained that when he reads God's word, he would read a passage 40 times
before interpret.
Trying to interpret it.
那么我在想呢，不要读40遍了，你读了5遍、10遍，你一定会有些感觉的，一定就是里面，因为神的话是活的。
Not to speak of 40 times, but even 5 times, 10 times, if you read God's word, you'll have this feeling because God's word is living. Because God's life is within us. And this word is God's word. And so as we read it, you know, the deep calls to the deep, and we should be able to have this reaction.
可能我们要把一些书、一些信息先摆下来，自己来读主的话。
So as we study God's word, we should maybe put aside some of these books and messages and ourselves read God's word.
这段话，它本身的意思是什么？
This passage, what is its basic meaning?
其实很多经节，你发觉了有很多不同方面的解释。
You'll see that many verses will have very different, multiple different interpretations.
那么我对这段话的认识是什么呢?
What is my understanding of this word?
其实呢，我个人发觉呢，很多时候啊，一段话你读着读着以后，你发出的读出来的一些亮光，你好像是没有人看见过似的。Often
I find that as I study God's word, and I read it. I find that the understanding that I receive seems to be something that no one else has received before.
那么你去查一查，现在网上资料那么多，一定有人看过的，一定有人看到这一点的。Of
course, if you were to look it up on the internet, you'll see there's so many different people, and the word has existed for so long that of course someone will have thought the same things you did.
但是对我来说的话呢，这好像是从来没有人看见过似的。
But to me, it feels like this is something that no one else has seen before.
因为这个看见呢，是圣灵在这时候的他的开启，他在我里面的教导，他在我现在这个生命里头对这句话的认识。
Because it is the Holy Spirit that has revealed this to me in this way.
这是新约服事的一个根基。
And this is the foundation of service in the New Testament.
我们呢需要自己回到主的面前。
We need to ourselves return before the Lord.
看看主在这句话，他要这他他的意思是什么？他在我身上的带领是什么？
And God's word, what is its meaning and what is its application to me?
那么在这个时候，我应该有什么样的学习？
And in at this time, what lesson should I learn?
这是在新约服事的时候一个最根一个根基啊。
And this is the foundation of service in the New Testament.
那么前面我们说呢，他说是我们是在圣灵里面服事。
And before we said we ought to serve in the Holy Spirit.
那这边说呢，说我们要回到主的面前。
And here we're saying that we have to return before the Lord.
那么这两个是不同的事呢，还是同一件事呢？
So are these two different things or are they the same?
十七节他说呢，主就是那里。
The Bible says the Lord is there. Oh, the Spirit is there.
17。那么主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
这里有两件事情。
There are two things here.
第一个呢，他说呢，主就是那里。
First, it says that the Lord is that Spirit.
那么，他们都是三而一神里面的。这个一个是子神，一个是灵神，他们都是有他们同样的，他们有同样的那个的地位。
And of course, they are part of the triune God. One is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They all have the same position.
他们所思想的，他们所做的道路，他们的这将来的最终的目的是完全一致的。
Their will, their eventual goal and destination, they are all the same.
在主里头就是在灵里头。
To be in the Lord is to be in the Holy Spirit.
根据是那个圣在圣灵里面来服事，就是回到主面前来服事。
To serve in the Holy Spirit is to return before the Lord in service.
那么很多时候我们很难分清楚，说我现在在祷告，我是在主里头呢，还是在灵里头。
And often it is very difficult for us to say when we're praying, am I praying?To the Lord or the Holy Spirit?
主就是那里，在主里头，就是在灵里头，在灵里头，就是在主里头。
To be in the Lord is to be in the Holy Spirit. To be in the Holy Spirit is to be in the Lord.
但是呢，底下还注意，他说呢，他的主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
But he continues to say, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
他说这个灵呢，不是别的灵，这个灵呢是主的灵。
This is not any spirit, it is the Spirit of the Lord.
那么约翰一书他说呢，世上有很多的灵，但是唯有那个灵，正耶稣基督是从肉身来的，那个灵是圣灵。
He says in John chapter 1 that there are many spirits, but only the Spirit from the Lord is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要在圣灵，在灵里头，这个灵是什么灵呢？这个灵是主的灵。
So we have to be in the Spirit, but what Spirit? Lord's Spirit.
这个灵呢，带领我们认识基督。
And the Spirit will lead us to know the Lord Jesus.
带领我们想起主的话。
Allow us to recall God's word.
带领我们进入真理。
To lead us into the truth.
那么在圣经里面呢，那么有三处地方呢，说到什么怎么我们的自由啊。
And there are three places in the Bible that tells us that there is liberty.
那么首先呢，是在那个约翰福音的第八章里头啊，那么31节他说呢，那么。你们若常遵守我的道，就住在我的话里呢，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
It says in John chapter 8 verse 31. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free."
那么真理就是神的话，会叫我们得自由。
Truth, which is God's word.Would cause us to have liberty.
我们要在主里面有自由，必须要主的话啊。
If we want to have liberty within us, then we
但是同一段话里头啊，到第三十六节的时候啊。
But in that same section, when we come to verse 36,
他说：“所以 天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed.
那么前面是说真理叫我们自由。
Before it said, the truth will make you free.
他底下说所以，这时候这两句是同一件事情，是神的儿子叫我们的自由。
And he says, therefore, and that the Son of God will make you free.
所以这是不是两件事，是同一件事。
So this is not two different things. This is the same thing.
因为我们神的儿子耶稣基督他就是真理。
Because the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, is the truth.
我们呢是因着真理得自由，我们也是因着神的儿子得自由。
So the truth will set us free, and the Son of God will set us free. The Lord Jesus, they are the same.
那么神的儿子就是神的儿子就是那太初有的道，神的话叫我们得自由。
And so the Lord Jesus was.That word that was from the beginning, and that word will make us free.
在这边呢，他说到神的主的灵在哪里，哪里就得自由。
The Bible tells us here, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty.
那么在这里说，我们在神的在圣灵里面得自由。
And so we're saying that in the Spirit there's liberty.
那么新约的服事呢，就是有一个很那个荣耀的非常这个美的一件事情呢，就是我们在主里头呢是有自由的。
And so there's this glorious and beautiful thing about service in the Lord. That
我们不受那个字句的限制，不受规条的限制，我们是有自由的。
In our service to the Lord, there's liberty. We don't have these restrictions, like the Old Testament.
但是这个自由呢，它是在圣灵里头。
But this liberty is in the Holy Spirit.
而这个圣灵呢是主的灵。在主的灵里头我们有自由。
And the Spirit is the Spirit of God. And in the Spirit of God, we have liberty. We have
所以呢我们要 在神的新约当中，我们有在自由在侍奉当中有那个主的自由的话呢，有灵里的这一念呢，我们需要在圣灵里头。
So if we want to have this liberty in the service to the Lord, we need to first be in the Holy Spirit.
一念呢我们需要神的话。
On one hand, we need God's word.
那么这两个是连在一起的。
And so these two things are
是分不开的。
Connected, and they cannot be separated.
我们呢需要再回去看一下哈，他说呢，那么这字句是叫人死，那么圣灵是叫人活。
We need to go back and look at this phrase. The letter leads to death, but the Spirit causes life.
那么什么是字句呢？字句是 letter 哈。
What is the letter?
字句不是就是神的话吗
？Is not the letter God's word?
那么难道神的话不叫我们叫我们受捆绑吗
？Does God's word cause us to be bound? To be in bondage?
所以他说呢，那个神的话呢，必须在圣灵里面来认识来读的。
And so it tells us that God's word needs to be read in the Spirit.
如果呢，我们读主的话，没有神的灵的教导的话
，If we are reading God's word without the leading and teaching of the Holy Spirit.
它会成为字句的。
This will become the letter.
它会成为死的规条的。
These will become restrictions.
反而它会叫我们不会叫我们得自由，反而叫我们受捆绑。
It will not lead us to liberty, but instead will cause us to be in bondage.
那么这个神的当神的话在圣灵里面来读的时候，它就不是字句了。
And so when we read God's word in the Holy Spirit, it is no longer the letter.
那么呢是神在里面的教导，告诉我们一些属灵的原则。
It is the Holy Spirit teaching us these things of the Lord.
所以呢，一面呢，我们需要在圣灵里面是在接受圣灵的教导带领。
So on one hand, we need the Holy Spirit and its leading and its teaching.
那么但是它并不是没有原则，它是主的灵。是他受神话语的规范的，是圣灵说话，绝对不会超出圣灵说那个这个圣经所说的话。
But on the other hand, it is limited in that the Holy Spirit will not speak beyond what God has said.
一面呢，神的话呢，让这就让我们呢有个规范，知道什么样子是在圣灵里头，什么样子是在主里头。
And so there is.This limit that the Word of God provides for us to know what is in the Holy Spirit, what is in the Lord.
那么另一面呢，那读主的话呢，是需要圣灵的开启，因为这是圣灵所启示的。
But on the other hand, as we read God's word, we need the Holy Spirit to reveal it to us, because the word of God is revealed through the Holy Spirit.
如果我们在主的灵里的话呢, 我们就要享受在新约里的自由。
And if we are in the Holy Spirit, then we can enjoy this liberty that is found
所以呢, 我们,
in the New Testament.
在新约上服侍的时候, 要常常有一个学习。
So in the New Testament, we often need to learn this lesson.
我们要常常敞着脸来看我们的主。
We need to look at our Lord with an unveiled face.
我们呢,在那个来到主面前呢, 求主把那个字句给挪去, 啊, 死的字句挪去。
We need the Lord to take away the letter that leads to death.
要主把我们里面的帕子能够挪去。
To take away this veil within us.
我们要常常敞着脸来见我们的主。
We need to come with unveiled face before the Lord.
那么他说呢，如果我们在场的见主的话呢，就会看见主的荣光呢，好像从镜子里反照，变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。And
so, but we with unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit.
但一面呢，他说到在新约当中的服事的时候。 我们需要常常来到主的面前，敞着脸来见我们的主。
So, in the New Testament, we need to come before the Lord with unveiled face.
我们求主呢，把一些旧有的，就从天然生命里面出来一些观念、一些方法除去。
We need to ask the Lord to take away the things that we have learned in our natural self, our natural way of doing things.
把一些已经变成我们的传统的事情把它除去。
The things that have already become our custom to take away.
在今天，在这个时候，在这样子的那个弟兄姊妹当中， 我们是怎么样的，在这个上怎么样的服侍， 神圣怎么样带领我们。
And ask the Lord, today, in our condition now, how we ought to serve the Lord.
那么因为在我们常常这样的敞着脸来见主的面的时候呢， 不但我们在主的里面有那个自由， 我们那个在新约的光中， 我们来服侍我们的神。
So when we come before the Lord with unveiled face, not only will we be able to see the Lord, but we'll be able to serve Him.
我想这是在新约里头的服事啊，一个最基本的一个操练。
And I think this is a very fundamental lesson in service in the New Testament.
就是我们要常常把这些过去的一些我们从人来的啊，天然来的出去，敞着脸，没有任何的拦阻的来到主的面前。
To put away all of our earthly natural lessons with an unveiled face, come before the Lord.
求主告诉我们，带领我们，在圣灵里头告诉教导我们，在这个时候，在这个现在的光景，怎么样来服侍，怎么样来带领。
That today, how ought we to serve?
我常常觉得啊，我们那个外面有多少的服侍。
Often think that outwardly, how many services you have, inwardly you need to have that time before the Lord.
你服侍越多，你在神面前或那个的那流那个自己的光景要越长。
The more services you have, the more time you need to spend before the Lord.
如果我没有足够的时间。 天留在主的面前，敞着脸来见他的时候，我们外面的服事啊，常常会变成字句，会变成死的东西。
If we don't spend the appropriate time before the Lord, then our outward service will become the letter of and lead to death.
那么敞着脸见主是花时间的。
And to come before the Lord with an unveiled face is to spend time with Him.
那么你要在主面前有好的服事的话，要花很长的时间在天留在主的面前。
If you want to have this good service before the Lord, you need to spend a lot of time with Him. And as we learn how to cling to the teaching and the leadership of the Holy Spirit,
他说，当我们这么做的时候,
when we do this,
那么我们呢，就要这个变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
We conform. Transformed into the image of the Lord, from glory to glory.
那么在新约里头的服事呢，有最宝贝的一件事情，还不是外面做的什么事。
And so, in service in the New Testament, it is one of the most precious things is not what we do outwardly.
而是呢,
but what the Lord is doing in us.
这就想起尼弟兄所说的话,
and I'm reminded of this phrase from our brother Watchman Nee. The Lord is more concerned with what or who we are rather than what we do.
神就带领我们在每一样的服事上面的一个最终的个目的是要把我们变成神儿子的样子。
The most important purpose of the Lord calling us to service is for us to be transformed into the image of His Son.
这外面的一些服事很多的服事呢有一天都要过去的。
And so all of these outward services will one day pass away.
不同的时代兴起的时候呢不同的服事就要过去了。
And week after week a lot of these services will just pass away.
那么当年的开西聚会那么样的荣耀是过去了。
And year after year, these major conferences, they too will also pass away.
如果神曾经祝福我们那个MDR过去了。And
for so many years, the Lord has led us in having the Memorial Day weekend retreat. That has passed away.
那么地上有多少的教会？那个，你说今天看得到以弗所教会吗？看得到菲利比教会吗？
We see there are so many churches in the world today. Can we see the Church of Philippi?
这些地上的工作有一天都要过去。Galatia,
all these things in the world will pass away.
那么神借着这些工作，他得着的是什么呢？
And through all of these services, what does the Lord want to see?
如果主要得着的是外面的一些那个希望的话呢？ 那么神是很失败的，因为这些所有的这信誉的教会今天都不存在了。If
what God wanted were these outward things, then the Lord has seemingly failed because none of these churches mentioned in the New Testament have endured to this day.
但是神永远是得胜的神。But
the Lord is always victorious.
那么他借着这些服事呢，他最终得着了你，得着了我。
But what the Lord really wants through all the service is to obtain you and obtain I.
是借着这些服事把我们做成神他要把我们做成的样子。
And that through all this work, He wants us to be molded into an image.
那么更重要的不是外面服事的成果，而是我们这个人怎么在主面前所造作。
And what He wants is not the outcome of the service.
神把我们做成什么样子。
But what that service has molded us, the servant, into.
感谢主，神要做的是把我们荣上加荣，做成像他的儿子的样式。
We thank the Lord that what He wants to transform us into is from glory to glory, to the image of His Son.
这是走向完全的路。
And this is what it means to walk this path of perfection.
这是神在新约当中服事的，要这所要得着的。
And this is what the Lord wants to obtain from the service in the New Testament.
愿主带领我们一同在主面前有学习。
We ask the Lord would lead us in continuing to learn from Him. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we give thanks and praise to You. Because since before creation, You have already chosen us in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we may be spotless and blameless. Open the eyes of our hearts.
让我们看见我们所蒙的恩召有何等样的那个指望，
that we may see the enormous hope of our calling.
你在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，
and that your what you receive from the saints is so glorious.
你在我们身上所显的能力也是何等的浩大，
and how great is the power you have bestowed upon us.
你要把我们这些如虫如蛆的人，如尘土般的人，做成神的儿子的样式。
And that You have called us from all the various tribes and nations to be molded into the image of Your Son.
我们唯一能做的就在你面前俯伏敬拜。
And all we can do is to bow and worship before You.
这些颂赞荣耀都归给那座宝座的神。
May all the glory and honor be to the Lord who sits upon the throne.
祷告奉主之名。
We pray in the Lord's name. Amen.